You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, July the 13th. On this Friday the 13th, we wonder if drinking bottled water is bad for the environment. And we wonder if you are being persuaded by the recent news about restaurants and cities taking bottled water off the table, off the menu, and turning on your own tap instead. Bottled water drinks have been increasingly the beverage of choice for many Americans, but now it seems the tide is turning. For environmental, energy, and economic reasons, many restaurants have decided to stop offering bottled water. Restaurants in New York and San Francisco, and even here in Madison. Cities like San Francisco and Ann Arbor are among those who are talking about or have banned city agencies from purchasing bottled water, saying it was a waste of money, a waste of resources, and telling the city employees to turn on the tap or drink from the water fountain instead. The city of New York has just launched a campaign to convince people to give up bottled water and drink tap water. So what's going on here, and what do you make of this backlash against bottled water? Do you drink bottled water, or have you canned it for the tap? Will you wean yourself off of bottled water if you are a fan of it, now hearing about how it's bad for the environment? Or do you think this is much to do about nothing? After all, you recycle your plastic bottle. What's the big deal? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We'll talk with a guest this hour who says we might want to go back to the faucet to quench our thirst. And we wonder if you agree with her or not. Janet Larson is the Director of Research for the Earth Policy Institute. She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
I also am looking at an article that you authored for the Earth Policy Institute, or co-authored. This was last year, Bottled Water Pouring Resources Down the Drain. So you have thought that bottled water is a waste of resources for some time now.
Well, we wanted to look into it because sales of bottled water are skyrocketing. It's an industry is growing by more than 10% a year. And we thought, now why are people spending all this money on a product that they could get for much cheaper in their own homes?
Yeah, and why is it?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. For many people, it's the convenience factor, and it's hard to argue for that. It's when you are out on the town and you want to get a drink, if you're going to pick up a bottled water instead of a sugary soda, bottled water is a better health choice. But when you're at home and you have, or you're in a country like the United States where municipal tap water is of excellent quality, does it make sense to buy a product that has been water from somewhere else that has been moved around the country using a lot of energy and packaged in a bottle, which generally is not reused? Often they end up in the trash, filling up our landfills.
Yeah. What about people who believe that their tap water might not be all that great? Maybe it doesn't taste good. Maybe it has had some problems. The city of Madison has had some manganese and problems with their chlorination system, and some people are a little wary.
Well, it's true that while, you know, no bottled water is perfect, no tap water is always perfect, there have been problems in the past with both bottled water and tap water. But I think the danger is that when consumers look at a bottle of water and they see the beautiful mountain picture or a photo of a glacier, and they think they're getting something that's pure, and that's not necessarily the case. And I think it diverts attention away from the importance of keeping up the health of our municipal tap water.
Yeah. Well, a lot of what do you make of all of this news just in recent weeks and months, and that all these cities are trying to wean people off the bottle.
That's right. It was very interesting at the U.S. Conference of Mayors this year, which is the organization of over 1,000 cities. Mayors got together in Los Angeles, and they approved a number of resolutions. And one of them was on the importance of municipal water supplies, and they recognized that citizens of the United States spend more than $11 billion each year on bottled water when it's really the city's job to provide them with that product. And so the mayors got together, they encouraged a deeper look at bottled water and what is the impact of bottled water on municipal waste. And so we have now San Francisco, the mayor has signed an executive directive prohibiting any city money to be spent on single-serving bottled water right now. And by the end of the year, they want all city departments to be rid of those water coolers in favor of water from the tap, which is great. And he's being joined by a number of mayors. Los Angeles had a similar directive in 2005, and now we have Ann Arbor signing on, Santa Barbara, California. And then of the cities that are thinking of bans, the list is growing day by day. St. Louis, Salt Lake City, Minneapolis, Vancouver. And so I think this is a movement that's just beginning, but could pick up a lot of steam.
We're talking with Janet Larson, Director of Research for the Earth Policy Institute, about the downside of bottled water. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. There appears to be a movement away from bottled water in all of these cities, banning bottled water to be purchased by city agencies. The city of New York has launched a campaign to convince citizens to give up on bottled water. What do you think? What questions do you have about the environmental or ecological harm that is done by bottled water? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, July the 13th. Coming up, Ben Marins is with you this afternoon between 4 and 6 for At Issue with Ben Marins. After 4 o'clock, it's Your Views on the News, and Ben and his guest will talk with you about the news of the week. That's after 4. We will review all of the important news stories of the week as well after 8 o'clock this morning. It's our Friday Week in Review, when we talk with two guests from different perspectives about the debates going on in Washington and Wisconsin. That's our Week in Review after 8 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about bottled water and the current backlash against bottled water and the growing momentum of cities and restaurants and others giving up bottled water because they say it's a waste of money and a waste of resources, that it's bad for the environment as well. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We wonder if you depend on bottled water, or if you are giving up bottled water for your tap water. And we welcome your questions for our guest. Janet Larson is the Director of Research for the Earth Policy Institute. And Janet Larson, how wasteful, how harmful to the environment is the bottled water industry?
It has a big impact, Joy. We looked at how much oil goes into making the bottles themselves, not the energy to move it, not the energy to pump the water from underground when it's from an underground source, but just to make the bottles, it can take over 10 million barrels of oil each year. Now, that is oil that mm-hmm. otherwise could be used to fuel U.S. cars, you know, up to a million U.S. cars on the road for a year. But we're putting that oil to make plastic for bottles. And then these bottles, of course, you know, while many of them can be recycled, according to the Container Recycling Institute, over 86% of them are not recycled. They're just thrown in the trash or end up as litter.
Yeah. I saw a piece on ABC News within the last couple of weeks, And I wish I could remember exactly. They said once you drink a bottle of especially imported water from, you know, from Europe or something, that all of the money that it took or all of the oil that it took to make the bottle and to transport the bottle over here and get it to your grocery store, that you were drinking 2 ounces of oil with that bottle of water.
I would believe it, because nearly a quarter of all the bottled water that we drink crosses national borders before it reaches the consumers. I can go to the local grocery store here in Washington, D.C., and I can buy water from Fiji or New Zealand, not to mention how we've had water from France and from Italy for many, many years. But I think the marketing is to appeal to a trendiness factor, thinking, wow, how cool to drink Fiji water, but... does it make sense to move a very, very heavy product around the globe to reach a consumer?
Yeah. You know what? I did see somebody from, I don't know if it was the bottled water industry or just some free market group that was saying that they thought it was the height of, I don't know, hypocrisy that some trendy restaurants were banning the bottled water, but they would still import the bottled wine from all of these European countries, saying, you know, hey, you know, have a consistent standard.
Well, it's true, some would, but for many of these restaurants, the move away from bottled water is part of the larger ethos of eat local. They realize it doesn't make sense to eat what we call, you know, the 3,000-mile Caesar salad in New York City when you're taking your lettuce all the way from California and having it end up on your plate in New York, when for a good part of the year you can grow that lettuce at home and save a lot of energy, not to mention greenhouse gas emissions that are causing the climate problem.
We have lots of callers. Let's see what Jeff in Green Bay has to say about this. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a dentist, and as far as I'm concerned, I see water as an extremely healthy alternative to most of the sugared sodas and the juices that are available, especially when you stop at a gas station or a convenience mart. I just really believe it's a great alternative.
Yeah, well, thanks for that point. Why can't they just drink tap water, though, Jeff?
Oh, certainly they can, but if you're at a gas station and you're 16 years old, are you going to buy a Mountain Dew or are you going to buy a bottle of water?
Yeah.
A bottle of water is a much better alternative.
You know, Janet Larson, he's got a point there, doesn't he?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. And as I said before, you know, when we look at America's expanding waistlines, the move to drinking water is great, but the unfortunate thing is when consumers think that they have to buy their water out of a bottle instead of getting it from the tap. And of course, there's plenty of refillable, cool-looking bottles on the market right now where you can just buy your water, fill it up at home, or fill it up on the road from tap. So you don't have to buy the bottle just to drink the healthier product.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Pat in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm an old public health nurse, and back in the 40s, so you can see how old I am. There was a study done where they found that people in a certain area of Wisconsin had marvelous dental conditions. And when they analyzed the water, they found that the water had fluorine in. So we were involved in the community where I worked was involved in a study where the community had added fluorine to the water. And we hired a dentist and children in certain grades were checked regularly. It was, I believe, a 10-year study. And over the course of 10 years, the number of dental caries in children decreased, I think, by 66%. It was just phenomenal. And that was, pardon me, because we had added fluorine to our city water.
Yeah.
That's what they attributed to.
And I know that there's some controversy over that, but Janet Larson, I suppose there's stuff in our tap water that could be good for us.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. I had assumed that the earlier caller, the dentist, was going to say that because we have heard a lot of backlash against bottled water from the dental community because they're worried that when parents are giving their children exclusively bottled water, they are missing out on the fluoridation, mm-hmm. which dentists think will make a difference in cavities over the long term.
Thank you very much, Pat, for that reminder. Tom in Viroqua, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. People may have forgotten, too, that it was the bottle water industry, namely in the form of Nestle, Perrier, Ice Mountain, Poland Springs, which is all really one company, the largest water bottling company in the world, was involved in a major environmental controversy right here in Wisconsin, where they wanted to tap into and essentially drain out one of our most pristine trout streams, the Meakin River. And the precedent that was going to be setting of taking water that was normally headed towards the Great Lakes and bottling it and shipping it out of the watershed has real important implications in terms of the long-term sustainability of the Great Lakes under just world trade compacts and things where now by these waters are protected, but without those protections, the potential is people could wholesale ship our Great Lakes waters out to other drought prone areas or places where people have already polluted their own water supplies.
Yeah, Tom, I know, I certainly remember that, and many listeners probably do. Didn't Perrier then go to Michigan? Do you know what happened?
That's correct. Well, they went to Michigan, and they have a plant there, and they have plants all over the place, in Florida, in Maine, all over the world, in fact. And in fact, they drain out the local water supply, ship it out, make a big profit, and then force the local people to buy bottled water.
What about that, Janet Larson?
Well, fortunately, citizens are waking up to the impact that these companies can have when they tap important local water resources and try to ship it out and sell it for a profit. There have been a number of lawsuits, I know, in Michigan where Nestle was facing challenges because of their plan to withdraw a rather large amount of water from a small town, and the town was arguing that groundwater levels were starting to fall. And some people would say, well, you know, water is around. You know, we're still drinking the same water that the dinosaurs drank. And, you know, water doesn't go away. But when you do take water from underground sources, from rivers, and you bottle it up and you ship it out of that watershed, you have changed the hydrologic cycle of the local area, and some underground sources of water are quickly replenished. Others are sort of considered fossil aquifers. Once you pump out a deep water aquifer, it's gone. So the good news is that citizens are waking up, realizing perhaps it's not quite ethical to have a company take water, which some people would consider a public right or something that everybody should have access to, and then selling it at great product away from where it came from.
We'll continue talking about the downside of bottled water when we continue after the news with Janet Larson, Director of Research for the Earth Policy Institute. She's telling us why we might want to can the bottle, give up the bottle, and go to the tap for our thirst-quenching needs. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us on this Friday morning, July the 13th at 7:36. The city of New York has launched a campaign to convince its residents to give up bottled water in favor of good old tap water. The campaign that just started says things like, don't just shower with it, drink it. The campaign organizers saying bottled water uses a lot more energy than tap water in both production and transportation. Nearly 50 million gallons of oil are used annually to produce plastic bottles nationwide, with more being used to ship the water to stores. And they say it's quite a waste when many of those bottles just end up in the landfill. We're talking about why New York is doing this and why New York is joining a growing movement away from bottled water. There are restaurants in many states that have stopped offering bottled water on their menus. The cities of San Francisco and Ann Arbor have recently banned the purchase of bottled water in city offices, and many other communities are looking at doing the same thing. We wonder if you are still drinking bottled water and why that is. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or do you, too, believe that bottled water is a waste of resources and bad for the environment? So you've given up bottled water already. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Janet Larson, Director of Research for the Earth Policy Institute. And our next caller is Carl in Superior. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, I have a waste disposal perspective on this. I worked as a seasonal employee at a state park for the past four summers, and we had an intensive recycling program. We had recycling bins right next to our garbage cans, and I would say about half of all of the recycling, you know, cans, bottles, what have you, about half all the recycling we collected was plastic, and about three-quarters of the plastic recycling we collected were bottled water bottles. And this is just represents a huge volume, and that's by volume, and just represents a huge volume of waste. And that's just the bottles that were recycled. There were plenty that didn't make it into the recycling, even though it was right next to the trash can. People just weren't didn't care enough to sort through it and put it in the trash. Now, and I know even when those bottles are recycled, they take a lot of fossil fuel energy to recycle, and if they end up in the landfill, they're going to be there for the next, you know, 100,000 years or whatever. And this just perplexed me, given that at the park we had an abundant supply of very, very good, pure groundwater through a well that just tasted excellent, whereas bottled water to me tastes like plastic.
Mm-hmm. Janet Larson?
Well, it's so true that even when recycling's easy, people don't do it. I was shocked to find out when I read the Container Recycling Institute study that says about 86% of bottled water bottles are just discarded, not recycled at all. That's a huge number, but I think the excellent point is when you look at the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, the most important of them all is reduce. And bottled water is something we can easily reduce our consumption of and just get rid of those bottles, take them out of the waste stream, because it is true that to recycle, it does take additional energy. It's better to recycle than fill up our landfills usually, but in general, if we can avoid having those extra bottles produced, tap water is great. It's a highly efficient infrastructure. And some of the marketing campaigns, you know, the tap water, they say, tap water, we deliver. It comes right to your door. How can you beat that?
Tom in Wausau is next. Hi, Tom.
Hi. My question is I work at a gas station, and, you know, the price of gas is pretty high, you know. But I get a kick out of a lot of people. They'll come in and they'll pay the price for the gas and they'll sit there and complain, but then yet they've got about six bottles of water sitting there at $2 a piece, and they just sit, it's amazing. And it costs probably just as much as the gas to bring it in and put it on the shelf and everything else, and they don't say a word about that. You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, good point, Tom. In fact, I heard that per gallon, if we're paying a per gallon price for bottled water, do you know what that figure is, Janet Larson? It's really astounding.
Yeah, bottled water sells for up to about $10 per gallon. Some of the trendy brands are more, but you could people complain about, you know, $2-3 gallon gasoline, but then they go in and pay $10 per gallon for bottled water. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, for bringing that to our attention. Joshua in Eau Claire, hi, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for your program. Mm. My opinion is that water is the defining crisis of the 21st century, and I'll give you a rundown of what I have to do to get water. I'm located in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and which is known for our good water, they say. But I'm not a fan of the tap because of the fluorine and the chlorine, which is inside the tap water. So I have to go to the grocery store and fill up my glass jugs of reverse osmosis water, and then begin to add an eighth teaspoon of sea salt to get the minerals back. And I also agree that plastic is a horrible container because it leaches chemicals with inside of the water, and our water is basically the staff of life. And I commend you guys on what you guys are doing, and I wish you a good day.
Well, thank you, Joshua. He does go through quite a process to get his water, Janet Larson.
Yes, indeed, and that reason that water is the staff of life, water is universal, that's one of the reasons why a number of churches and religious or other religious organizations are actually joining the move against bottled water, because they realize that bottled water in some ways is sort of a stealth privatization of something that should be available to everybody. And so now we have a number of churches that are saying they will no longer buy it for church functions and are asking their members to pledge to give up bottled water in their lives just because of the tremendous waste issues and because you're moving water around the world. And when you look globally at how many people, over 1 billion people around the world, they don't have access to a safe, reliable supply of water at all. And experts estimate that we could spend a small fraction of what we pay for bottled water just to give these people access to water. The world right now, we spend over $100 billion each year on bottled water, whereas if you take $11 billion, you could easily halve the number of people without access to a safe supply of water. So where are our priorities?
Mike in Waukesha. Waukesha has some problems getting clean water, right, Mike?
Yes, yeah, so thanks, Joy, for the topic. My issue here is in Waukesha. We moved to Waukesha from Ohio 2 years ago, and right away on the disclosure for when we bought our house and when we get our water bill, the EPA says that the water level, the level of radium is 5 to 10 times higher than the legal limit. So it's by the EPA, it's not legal to drink. However, the city of Waukesha, I don't know if it's a county, and also Racine County has a problem with their radium levels too. So they're doing a joint effort to try to reconstruct the water supply and remove the radium, reduce the level back to legal limits. But in the meantime, when you have small children, it's difficult to make a decision whether do you give them the carcinogenic water or do you go ahead and get the bottled water. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that is a complicated case. And this, what does the city recommend?
The city recommends, with all the water bills, we get a sheet from the city that says it's still better to drink the city water because then you have a guarantee of the microbial levels as opposed to drinking water from other supply, which you don't know if there's going to be organisms in the water.
Yeah, I would recommend looking at, there are some filters you can buy for your home taps. You can put it on your household supply so that all your water gets filtered, and each filter removes a different set of contaminants, the biological contaminants, and can reduce things like chlorine and lead. So it might be worth looking in to see if any of the filters are specified for what your problem contaminant is. But we've seen that overall, while some municipalities or even relief agencies may use bottled water, in short terms, when the supply does have problems, for the long term, the priority should be for the city to clean up its supply.
Yeah. Talking with Janet Larson, Director of Research for the Earth Policy Institute, we're talking about this move away from bottled water. Bottled water has been increasingly the beverage of choice for many Americans.
But now many are saying that its economic and environmental costs are too high, and there's a push to encourage many more of us to just drink water from the tap and not buy bottled water. What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, it's our Friday Week in Review. We will welcome in two guests from different perspectives to talk with you about the news of the week. Today, we welcome in Paul Soglin and George Petak. Right now, we're talking about bottled water and the downside of bottled water and all of the resources it takes to make bottled water and to ship it to your grocery store. Is it worth it? Our guest says no, it's not, and that more of us should give up the bottle and turn on the tap. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Ivy in Evansville is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have heard that there are no regulations on bottled water as far as health regulations go, and I was wondering if your guests could clarify that. I mean, you could put a label with picturesque scene of mountains and whatever, but I've heard it could be bottled from tap water or unregulated wells. And if she could talk about that, I'd like to hear it. Thank you.
Sure. Well, there is a regulation of the health of both bottled water and of tap water. What is not regulated are pictures. So you can put a picture of the most beautiful picture as seen on your bottle, but be bottling city tap water from, you know, coming out of a regular spigot somewhere. So pictures are not labeled. But if you do say on your bottle of water that it is spring water, it is supposed to come from a spring. And there is talk about on some of the brands where it is indeed just tap water. It's estimated a quarter or more of all the bottled water we buy in the U.S. is actually just municipal tap water that does go through some sort of filtration process, but much of it, a good share of it, is just tap water. But if it does say on the bottle that it's spring water, it does need to come from an underground spring source. So there is regulation. And what's interesting from a health perspective is bottled water is regulated as a food product by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And they do require some testing of the water for contaminants, but the testing is not as stringent as the testing for tap water, which comes under the regulation of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. So there's two different agencies that are in charge of monitoring them, but tap water in general seems to have much more stringent regulations and is tested more frequently.
Yeah. There's the publisher of a trade publication for the beverage industry. It was speaking out against this new campaign in New York City, where New York is trying to convince residents to drink tap water and not drink bottled water. And this person said, "I think this campaign is misguided. Try getting a glass of tap water while walking up Third Avenue on a hot Saturday afternoon. What these well-meaning policy types fail to understand is that this is not an issue of taste. It's about portability and convenience." What's your response to that?
I mean, I think there is something to that. There are not water fountains everywhere, and unfortunately, there used to be a lot more water fountains, and they're not always kept in shape like they used to be, partly because consumers are not demanding it as much anymore. They've sort of let that sector become privatized, become run by the companies, whereas if there were more people sort of demanding that their parks had water fountains for their children, where their children play, or that there were more taps available for people to fill up their reusable bottles, I think that would make much more sense from an environmental perspective.
John in Duluth, Minnesota. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I had a comment, I guess, about I was listening to a radio, I believe it was a radio report, probably last year, and they were commenting on, as far as like what you're saying, the environmental costs of just the water itself. And even just thinking about the idea that a lot of people that, even if they just throw bottles away instead of recycling them, they actually cap the bottles instead of leaving them open. And even just a little bit of water at the bottom, if it's like an ounce or even a little bit less, like that much, or that little bit of water compiled one time in one single bottle, and then you take all of the bottles that are thrown away and all the potential water loss from that and from the Earth system, and just having like that be the giant environmental loss of the water within the system and all the sustainable drinking water there is.
Just that stuff you leave at the bottom of the bottle all adds up and is a tremendous waste too, Janet Larson.
I'd say that's probably a small share of if you look at the water used to there's energy used to bottle it. So say that's the energy used to pump water from underground or to put it into a bottle that may be coming from a coal-fired power plant. Like the amount of water used for the coal-fired power plant in cooling would be much greater than perhaps the small little drop you leave in a plastic bottle. But I think it is important to think of the whole life cycle of the products you buy. Where does your water come from? Where does your food come from? Is it being pumped from underground? Is it being trucked across country or put in barges and sent across oceans? Or can you satisfy most of your needs from local sources? And I think that's the way of the future. As energy costs go up, as people become concerned about the climate crisis, they're going to realize that they can meet most of their needs locally and help foster communities and keep money in local communities as well.
Nancy in Burlington is with us. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I just wanted to mention, I think at one point in Milwaukee, there was a concern about the quality of the water, and there were people that really got sick. One thing that we do is we've got a reverse osmosis system set up to our kitchen faucet as well as our ice maker, and the water is I moved out to Burlington from Racine, and I was used to city water. The water tastes wonderful. We take it in containers to wherever we go. Almost always we have our water with us, and it's very good. It's very reasonable to set this system up. It's not that expensive, and I think people should look at doing that as an alternative to buying bottled water.
Thank you, Nancy. Yeah, I remember that Milwaukee had cryptosporidium in its water supply. It wasn't constant, but because of a sewage backup or something. Janet Larson?
Well, those kind of systems, reverse osmosis systems, activated carbon filters, putting these on your household supply of water will in most cases, take care of any issues you have with taste and help to remove the chlorine levels that keep the water clean. So these systems are great. They can be put on at single taps or for the whole household, and oftentimes that's what a lot of those are the same kind of systems the bottlers are using when they're treating the water that they sell you. So you can do it on your own home, and then you have that source of water, you use your refillable bottle, you get rid of waste, and you save a lot of energy. So that's great.
Thank you, Nancy. Kathy in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm wondering if your guest has any idea what people like me, those who virtually live on carbonated beverages, would use as an alternative?
That's a great question. And what's neat is you can actually do that at home, too. There are systems that will allow you to carbonate your own water, so you can carbonate your tap water or even flavor the beverages. And that's what a lot of these restaurants are doing. Even the very most upscale restaurants, they're realizing they can bottle their own water, still or bubbly, and do it in-house. So that ends up saving them the bottle and the waste problem.
But what cost?
That's a good question. I don't know the exact cost, but I believe if you use it for a long time, it would end up paying for itself in terms of avoiding spending the extra money you would pay to buy individual bottles.
Yeah, I suspect you can look on the internet, Kathy, for, I don't know, home carbonation systems or something like that and get some information. Buck in Madison, we're almost out of time.
All right. We should take pity on Atlanta, Georgia. Their water comes from the Chattahoochee River, which isn't tasty in the first place, and then they privatize their water systems. They should be given a pass, and if they want to buy bottled water, good luck to them.
Yeah. Janet Larson?
Well, I don't know so much specifically about the Atlanta case, but I know that the privatization of water is a big controversy mm-hmm. among environmental activists and mainly among social activists who worry about these big companies going into places. A lot of times in developing countries, one of the most notorious example is Cochabamba, Bolivia. When the water conglomerate moved in there, water prices for residents skyrocketed mm-hmm. and the quality went down. And people literally took to the streets in protesting to reclaim the ownership of their water system because it didn't work for that community.
Janet Larson, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Janet Larson, Director of Research for the Earth Policy Institute, giving us the lowdown, the downside of bottled water. We'll see if there's somebody from the bottled water business that wants to give us another perspective next week. Thanks to Christina Taylor for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.